This is Dale with Y01 Radio, and joining me today is Amy Forweather, a partner and head of family law at Harrowells. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
So we're going to talk about something maybe a little bit sensitive today, maybe slightly sensitive, but something that is very important around Christmas time, and that sort of separation and things like that, and what people can do if they're thinking about or wanting to separate. I know that sort of that is something that happens all year round, and it isn't necessarily something specific at Christmas, but it does seem to be something that crops up maybe a little bit more. First and foremost, tell me a little bit about what your department does for people.
We're the family team, which covers private family disputes. So that's quite wide ranging. So that can vary from people separating who are not married, children or no children, and property disputes arising from that. It can be helping those people that are married and decide to divorce, and then subsequently the financial settlement around that. And also, if anybody can't reach the arrangements for the children, whether that's private disputes, the child arrangements, or if one parent, for example, wishes to relocate, we'll help with that. Grandparents' rights, prenuptial, postnuptial and cohabitation agreements are becoming much more common as well.
What are those?
I could go on forever.
I've heard of a prenup, obviously, because that's what rich people do. But what are the other things?
So prenups are not just limited to rich people, I might add. But postnuptial agreements are almost the same as a prenuptial agreement, except it's where you make a decision to enter into that agreement once you're already married.
Right.
So, for example, you're already married and then the financial situation changes. It might be that somebody sets up a successful business, or they come into some inheritance money and they think, actually, I just want to protect this for the future and just have an agreement in place just in case. Mm. And cohabitation agreement is where you live with somebody but you're not going to get married in the near future, and you just want to put an agreement in place in terms of each other's rights to the house. For example, if the house is owned by one party and the other party is moving in, you might just want to have some sort of agreement in place to counter any claim in the event of separation.
Well,
in summary.
I like that. Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are finding it stressful around this time of year, feeling the pressure, and they are sort of even not necessarily going to separate, but thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's a good idea to talk to a lawyer specialising in family law?
If you're thinking about separation, you're not quite sure whether or not you're going to go down that road, or even if you are 100% sure, but just not quite ready to take that step, it's always helpful to get that initial advice, both in terms of practical planning and whether or not there's going to be any interim actions that you should take to protect yourself financially, but also to have a look at timing. So timing is different for everybody. There's no black and white rule on it. And so if you get that initial advice, we can have a look at the practicalities, I suppose, for that individual situation. So, for example, quite a few people will come to us pre-Christmas, have an idea that they want to separate, but for them it's important to get Christmas out of the way so not to disrupt the Christmas for the children. Yeah. And so they will jointly decide to put any divorce proceedings on hold until the new year. But as every case is different, so yeah, the earlier you can get that advice and start the planning, the better for everybody. And I suppose it's also less likely to be hostile if you have put that plan in place and had that early communication with the other side.
I mean, I'm sure as head of family, you've seen some horror stories over the years. You know, there's a lot of people out there who think, you know, we don't need lawyers. We can get through this amicably. We can do it on our own. Why do you think that can go wrong? Why do you think it is much better to approach a lawyer?
In some circumstances, I might add, you don't need, I shouldn't really say this, in some circumstances, you don't need a lawyer.
Yep.
If it's completely amicable and you can make arrangements for yourself, for example, in relation to the children, you don't need a court order, and court order should be last resort. Where there is a dispute, it's always better to just get advice and look at alternative dispute options. So court will always be last resort, even if you speak to a solicitor.
Yeah.
But we'll be able to help in terms of negotiations directly through the solicitors, or look at mediation options and just try and assist, I suppose. But then when there's finances, it's slightly different. So again, you can reach an agreement between yourselves with advice to ensure that it's a fair settlement is completely advisable, because you save costs and you save all of the stress and acrimony. But ultimately, you still need to get that agreement put into an order. And so that's where it's just a matter of ensuring that you have a solicitor instructed at the right time.
Yeah, I think that's really important. You know, you mentioned that, you know, you said like your court order's the last resort and stuff like that. I think people have this, you know, impression that lawyers are monsters. You're not, are you? You genuinely are there to help people. You're not there to upset anyone or hurt anyone. You want to help people and find the easiest and best way to help them through the situation. You know, I think that's really important to say, really.
Yeah, it is. And there is a group of sort of solicitors in particular who work sort of resolution friendly approaches. And the courts themselves don't like parties to turn up using court as the first option. They like to know that everything else has been exhausted. And for finances and children, you do need to have evidence that you've tried mediation beforehand anyway.
Yeah.
And I suppose the other thing is, nowadays, it's not always in clients' best interest to consider court because of the backlogs and the costs. So we're always looking at other sort of private options to try and resolve matters without going down that route.
Yeah. So I think it's important for people who are considering, you know, separating or divorce or anything like that, to realise that actually you're not there to take them down that road. You're there to just offer, in the first instance, help and advice and some support and say, right, this is what could happen, what you might be able to do, and just sort of really just give them a bit more knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. And we do find that sometimes if somebody just gets that initial advice and the other side gets that initial advice, it can just help to focus minds and for people to realise, you know, it's not some sort of show on TV.
Yeah.
And it's better just to try and agree it rather than having a stranger, a judge that you don't know, dictate the arrangements for you.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, there is some people coming into Christmas now as well who have already separated, you know, so, and obviously every parent wants the best for their child. So they want to go into Christmas in the best way, maybe co-parent in sort of, you know, to give them the best experience they can. Can you give some advice on co-parenting as we head towards Christmas?
Every family is different, and the arrangements for different families and their children is are going to be different. There's no right or wrong answer. What I would say is, if you're co-parenting in the absence of an order dictating the arrangements, then it's always helpful to try and pre-plan. So you can have a plan in principle on what Christmas will look like on a alternating annual basis. So, for example, some parents will decide that they'll just alternate Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Other parents will share Christmas Day itself. It entirely depends upon the individual circumstances, whether or not the parents live close to each other and it's actually the whole Christmas sort of holiday that they're sharing with one parent or the other. So pre-planning is important. Also, practical considerations that can cause arguments. Something as silly as who's buying the big gift.
Yeah.
And not competing on who's buying the best gift, because it just creates bad feeling, and arrangements that have been in place can fall down over the silliest thing. Mm. But again, if there's just a small sticking point and you just can't get past it, don't just throw the towel in, I suppose. Consider mediation. You can get mediation appointments quite quickly. You can get solicitor appointments quite quickly, and we can just help try and narrow down the issues and get something in place quite quickly.
Perfect. So if people do feel that they maybe need a little bit of help and support as we head into that season, how can they get in touch with you or your team?
You can just contact our office directly, and you will be put in touch with someone in the team very promptly to sort of get a general overview of what we think would be the best course of action in your particular case.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be committed to doing anything. As I say, it's really just an opportunity for us to get an idea of what's going on and for you to get an idea of your options. And then from there, we can decide next steps.
Yeah, perfect. So what's the best way for people to get in touch with your team?
So just call the office directly.
Yeah.
Or if you're uncomfortable calling and you'd rather not, there is an online inquiry on the website.
Yeah.
Some people prefer that sort of indirect approach to start off with. Or you can email us. My email is on the website, as is everybody else's on the website. So you can look at the individual profiles for everybody in the team. And so you can have a look at who you think might be best suited for you. Yeah. Because everybody likes a different sort of approach. So it's just really about whatever's comfortable rather than one set sort of contact route.
And you are approachable, aren't you? You know, people have this vision that you wouldn't be, but you are approachable. You are people and you're there to help.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Amy, so much for your time today. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.